Given the current climate, here at WeCoach, we're rolling out a new initiative called Take 10, aimed at offering quick 10-minute segments of insight and perspective as we adjust to what's happening around us. I'm your host, Megan Kahn, CEO of WeCoach. Today, I'm privileged to sit down with UCLA head softball coach and all-around awesome person, Kelly Inoue Perez. First off, Kelly, thanks for being here. How are you doing?
First and foremost, thanks for reaching out, as always, being able to have the opportunity to just share positive messages at this crazy time, I think is just valuable for all of us to figure out how we're going to continue to move forward through this. Me personally, you know, I just went through a little bit of a roller coaster ride just last week, you know, with the devastating news. You know, in the immediate, you figure out when things like this happen, you know, in the immediate what's happening. And those literally the closest to me at the time were my Bruins. I was driving up to work and we were about to have a Pac-12, you know, day before game day, as we open up pack and had my pre-Pac-12 speech ready for the girls, and it unfolded throughout the day that one by one things were getting canceled. So just in a really emotional time for my Bruins that were just on this path to not only defend our title, but just really redefine who we were in 2020. But then reality kind of kicks in where you get even closer to where you are. And my family became obviously the most important thing. And I'm very fortunate that both my son, my daughter, my husband, my immediate family, my parents, and all my close are all good. And we're all hunkered down, you know, well stocked and just kind of living in the moment day to day on how we can be safe and hopefully get through this.
Well, and you just alluded to it, right? I think I was about a month ago, I saw you down here in Clearwater. You talked about defending your national championship. You're 25-1 on the cusp of opening up Pac-12 play, and then the news shakes. How do you even define that day? Walk us back. You talked about the news unfolding as the day went on. Were your student athletes aware what was happening, or was this a shock to them when you walked in and shared it with them?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, we're in a day and age where the information that we almost learn in the immediate sense of everything is through social media. So many things were discovered by my girls even prior to me gaining knowledge of it. And it actually started, the week prior when they made the decision to have, you know, no fans, only essential staff were to be able to attend our sporting events. And that was a big blow. You know, there were so many emotions of parents not coming and fans and all these different promotional things that we had going. So we had a meeting to be able to make sure we kept it our you know, realities and perspectives really, really clear about what's really most important, and that we get to continue to play. And yes, our fans won't be there, but routines stay the same. And so we had this forewarning of what was coming as far as, you know, how devastating no fans at our games, and had that conversation about what's in your control. But, you know, that Thursday came where the messaging was getting stronger and stronger about not just, you know, is, you know, less than 100 people are essential staff only, to literally being delayed to canceling the postseason. I think when we heard that news that the World Series was canceled, I mean, that was just a bomb in our world, because every girl, everybody, myself included, that's what we strive to be a part of, is to get on that stage. So we actually learned it all on Thursday, and we were gathering information, and everybody was very, very distraught. And I actually called a meeting with my team immediately, because we were going to practice anyways, and pulled together. And I mean, I can just tell you that was just emotional, just a lot of tears. I, you know, addressed the team and talked about what we did accomplish, and talked about, you know, the unknown, and talked about the importance. My number one responsibility is to make sure that their well-being is of the utmost importance, and this is what's important right now. And then I looked at my senior, Jackie Prober, who has just been a model Bruin, hardworking, great attitude, great leader, just was ready to have her senior year, and I lost it myself, just because that's one of the things that we take a lot of pride in, is this Bruin family and Bruin bubble. When I had a senior just abruptly end her career, that did hit me in that moment, where there were tears in the entire room. So, and we pulled together, and I had all the girls pull out a piece of paper at the end of this meeting, and I had everyone write their name at the top of the paper, and then passed it around the room. And actually my staff was in the room, support staff, everybody was there. Everybody wrote a piece of paper, put their name at the top, and we just passed it around, and everyone wrote positive comments about everyone, so they could walk away with something positive about
That's awesome.
Whatever it was. And it was a great pick me up. And I had the whole administration coming in for a meeting right after in the room, and we weren't done yet. The girls wanted to end with an 8 clap and do our pregame cheer. So, I mean, it just kind of brought great energy. The whole department heard it, and it's kind of who we are. Things get hard. We have to figure out how to manage it, but we ended on a positive note because we're all proud to be a part of this. So super emotional, but we ended on uplifting. We are Bruins.
Well, and I mean, not that everyone wasn't feeling the anger and the disappointment that came along with this news, but you were sitting at 25-1. There were hopes of defending that title again. As the news sunk in, and obviously that was an emotional day, and now we're a week removed from that day, like, how have you managed the anger and the disappointment still within your team?
Yeah, I mean, I think that part, it goes from the bigger picture of just the World Series and to my senior, to literally some of the girls that were just on this team that was just on this mission. And I voiced that. Just, it made me actually look back to the feeling that I had in fall when Bubba and Rachel we celebrated and also were really disappointed and heartbroken when Bubba and Rachel were are selected to be a part of the Olympic team. And
right,
that feeling of, my gosh, we're defending our championship, and the returners, just that feeling that they had of, oh my God, what is going on? And just, I remember that feeling of, oh God, this is not happening, that, you know, unfortunately we were somewhat depleted. And then I remember, you know, building that back up, and we're UCLA and the opportunities that presented for Megan Framo and all these other Megan Framo and Bree Perez and Aaliyah Jordan, and what they did. During that time, we added new Bruins, we added new freshmen, we added pretty much, you know, more than half of our team. And what they were able to accomplish in that 25-1 made me so proud of what we were able to do that it really helped me get through being so disappointed of what the future looked like. I mean, we left our mark in the first half. We were so excited. And we also made a statement that we're not going to be that team that wasn't going to have that opportunity. So mixed emotions. And of course, I'm disappointed, but I can't stop and think of how proud I am of this 2020 team through adversity and fall. We had a little saying, quiet thunder. We weren't going to talk about it. We wanted to show it with our actions. And that's exactly what they did. So for me, I have an imagination of what I believe we could have done. And those Bruins are super, super proud and very, very full of confidence, knowing the future is exciting. Because just when you think that things may be too difficult, you know, that's something that I fully encourage, is nothing is too hard. And actually, the harder the challenge, the greater the reward. And I'm really excited about the future.
Well, good thing you have a good imagination, because now you're finding a lot of time on your hands at home, right? So how have you pivoted? Like, head coaches are just normally so drilled down and focused on the next, the next, the next. Yep. Now there's not it. We don't know what the future is looking like. We don't know when you're going to be able to get back on the field or with your team. So you have shifted away from sort of problem solving mode and game and competition and preparation mode. So how have you adjusted?
You know, I think, you know, exactly that thought process, that we're so task oriented and looking, my job is always, I always establish between in meetings, you know, where we are now and where are we going and how are we going to get there. So that's always what I preface every meeting with, and kind of where I am now. It's where we are now. If there's a lot of things out of our control, where we're heading is, I truly believe the future, as far as getting to play softball, is something that will definitely happen. I'm confident of that. But what we're going to do now and how we're going to do it is, you know, for right now, I'm pulling together just the Bruins. They're all going to get together video chat messages to be able to send out to keep our Bruin family and fans and followers engaged. Like, we're not done with who we are. We don't get to do it on the field, but we're going to figure out what we can do to continue to send messages of who we are and what we're doing and how we're getting through this to be able to provide inspiration for the community. Moving forward, there are a lot of unknowns right now. And that to me is a little bit of, I'm a little uncomfortable with all that because I don't have answers. I'd like to be solution oriented. I don't have answers. So I'm telling everyone to be patient with the process. Normally I say, trust the process. Now I'm saying, be patient with the process because literally I can drive myself crazy. The Pac-12 would love to get on and figure out what we're going to do. Our NFCA, our association, wants to be able to figure out what we can do. You know, our athletic department, the NCAA, there's so many things that are out of our control right now. I have to live by what I preach. And we've got to be patient with this. We got to trust it and know that in the future, like I've told the girls on the literal, that right now we just finished finals. We're finishing finals. We're on spring break. And then I'm going to look to set up a schedule like fall ball if we ever get in the clear. But for right now, we kind of fall back on our UCLA softball philosophy. And in order to be successful, you got to keep your priorities straight. And that's family first. That's the most important. School, they're right in the middle of finals. And then softball is the last thing on our list. It's what we're passionate about. But we're going to take care of family and school first. And then we look forward to what we are most passionate about. And that will be in the future. And as soon as we can get back out there and get all clear, my girls are ready to get back out there. They're excited about getting back out in the field because they don't want to take off from now until the end. But let's keep things in perspective. We got to take care of our family first right now. And that's our utmost priority.
Well, and I couldn't agree more. I keep trying to remind myself it's okay to try to be comfortable with the uncomfortable, because it is uncomfortable not to know what lies ahead and when we might have some timelines and stuff that we can look for. My last question here for you before we got to go. What's been the biggest adjustment for you now at home?
Routines. You know, like being able to establish some type of routine, which we're realizing we're so used to. Or, you know, I was talking to my boss and we were talking about the ability to establish routines. And just this, Megan, we're having this opportunity to talk, and I thought it was going to be a video chat versus an audio. And I got fully ready and dressed and, you know, was in that mode. And I realized, holy cow, I haven't been really getting ready like I should be every single day. So it reminded me just of being able to do the routines, of being able to get up, have a plan, do what you're going to do, set some type of goal. My husband and I, we are sneaking out like late at night to do a little walking, you know, just to be able to get out and not be around a lot of people, but just get out and have some exercise. But routines right now, I think, are the biggest. It's a different routine. I'm used to driving the 405 to getting up to UCLA and having time to think about what we're going to do. And now my biggest thing is setting breakfast, lunch, and dinner for my son and daughter, who are literally on lockdown, which I am actually enjoying spending the time with them. So, you know, crazy things happen, but you got to put things in perspective. And I'm very fortunate that my family's here during this crazy time. And I have a lot to look forward to as I get ready to plan for my future Bruins.
Well, I appreciate that. Your perspective is awesome as always. Thanks so much for being our first guest on Take 10 as we roll out this new initiative. Please stay safe. Keep your family safe. Keep your Bruins safe.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. You take care, Megan. Okay. I will definitely, hopefully, hear from you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.